ugly Christmas sweater night here tonight on the campus of Presentation College, and at times the only thing that's been ugly was just maybe some of the lack of defense and maybe some of the lack of just communication on both sides of the floor in the latter stages of that game for the Saints men, but they win it running away 99-66. And the Saints are now 6-0 this season when they score 90 or more points. We're back inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth on the campus of Presentation College, inside the 1500 block of North Main Street here in the Hub City. And I've just got a feeling that Coach Regal is not going to be too pleased with the performance here from the Saints offense, with 21 turnovers in this one. And one of the biggest things that has been the bugaboo for the Saints this year has been the turnover. And they won a big game in conference against Dickinson, of course, on Saturday, mainly in large part because of a season-low 5 turnover performance. And I got to believe that's going to be one of the things that Coach Regal is going to be talking about in this post-game talk in a few short moments here is, hey, we've got to protect the ball a lot better. It's not going to get the job done against a team like Jamestown on Monday, a team in which the Saints really pushed the limit in the first game of the season up in the NoDak State. 99-66, your final score on the Avera Orthopedic scoreboard. We'll be joined by the coach, Jeremy Regal, after a 60-second break in the action. We're back after this on the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network.
Insurance Plus, count on us. We're the ones to trust. Because things happen, Insurance Plus. For auto, home, life, and more.
Everything you need insurance for.
Specialized in all we do. It's done right just for you. Insurance Plus, count on us. We're the ones to trust. Because things happen, Insurance Plus.
Call Insurance Plus at 225-4270 or go online to ins-plus.com.
Har Motors has been serving Northeast South Dakota for over 50 years. In addition to their long-standing service to the community, they're the only dealership in the nation where you can shop Nissan, Honda, and Toyota at one convenient location. Plus, with the addition of Har's Redfield Ford, you can now shop Nissan, Honda, Toyota, and Ford with one click to harmotors.com, offering free delivery within 300 miles. Har Motors is the area's only dealership offering a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles and select pre-owned vehicles. Shop Har Motors and Har's Redfield Ford today, proudly supporting area athletics.
This is Jeremy Regal, the head coach of the Presentation College men's basketball team, and you're listening to Saints Basketball on KSDN 930 and 102.1 on HubCityRadio.com.
And I'm joined alongside by the coach right now after a 99-66 victory as the Saints have won their fourth consecutive game as they up their record to 8-5. And again, they'll be back in action coming up on Monday against Jamestown. And Coach, I just kind of get the feeling that you're not too pleased about this one. Am I wrong or am I correct?
No, you're correct. We'll take a win, but I don't. Particularly that second half, I wasn't real pleased with it. We talked at halftime, thought we cleaned some things up at half, and we certainly did not. We talked about limiting our turnovers the second half, and we didn't. We came out and had the same amount, had 21 turnovers for the game, and they weren't forced. It was us being sloppy and trying to do things out of character. So I'm disappointed in that. I'm disappointed in our guys that don't get a chance to play a ton, came in at night, and I don't ask them to do anything they're not capable of doing. I wasn't real pleased with their play. Opportunity for some guys to earn some extra minutes while they play here and give us confidence going forward. You know, obviously our rotation has been, prior to this game, has been pretty short, so there's opportunities there. And so I wasn't real pleased with that. So a little frustrated by that, but we'll certainly take the win. But disappointed again with our turnovers. There's no reason we should be having 21 turnovers, and did a better job of keeping them off the offensive glass the second half. That's the only thing to talk to halftime about, is make sure they're not getting offensive rebounds like that. Credit to them, though. They kept playing hard the entire game. And Klitschke had a heck of a game. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he had a heck of a game, shooting the ball really well. And obviously Bauska, we knew he was capable of scoring the balls too. So disappointed in our personal pride on the defensive end as much as anything also.
Was it just sort of kind of one of those games where you get up by 30 and 40 and things just kind of start to lag? Can you attribute that to is it human nature when you just kind of lag a little bit when you're up that much?
Yeah, but where we're trying to be, and with a team like Jamestown coming in, that can't be our nature.
Right.
Our nature's got to change. If that is our true human nature, to kind of just, relax and let off the gas. I was totally fine with us, our patience in the offensive side. That's what I wanted. I wanted to get, there's no reason to shoot an average shot that second half because we could get great looks and continue to move the ball. So there's no problem with that, but as far as left gap, the defensive end should never change, no matter what the score is. You got to keep locked in the defensive end and rebounding, those type of things, and turning the ball over. So again, if that's our nature, that's wrong. That's got to be changed. Jamestown's a very good team. They're playing really good basketball here as of late. Coming in here Monday, and this is an opportunity to get better that I don't think we took advantage of like we needed to.
Well, speaking of playing well, I think maybe one of the players that's playing just at a really great level for you right now, I mean, it goes without saying with Quadre Lalas, but mm-hmm. How about Jalen Guidry? I mean, I feel like he's just playing so well, and the way he sees the floor, and he's just doing everything on both sides of it, and just the way he's passing the ball has just been fantastic.
Right. Like you said, he did a great job defensively, and offensively, it's great to have a guy that loves to pass and loves to get everybody going. And he's a capable scorer, and he could be averaging more points for us, but that's, you know, he wants to get everybody else going and make the great pass. And he's doing, like you said, he's playing tremendous basketball here for us, really ever since he came back from sitting out a couple games there. He's played tremendous basketball. So that's a big thing for our team. Obviously having a great point guard that sets everybody else and sets the tone. I'm really, really pleased with this play.
We were talking on the bus ride down, I believe, down to Oskaloosa, and we were talking about Tayton Maher, how he basically missed his entire freshman year because of leg and ankle injuries, that sort of thing. And I feel like this year, when given time, he has really played well. He has, you know, 13 more points here today and gets off to a great shooting start, 3-for-4 from long range. Just what have you seen from him in the last handful of weeks and the way he's carried himself?
He's a high IQ kid. He knows where he's supposed to be on the defensive side and be in the right places. And he's shooting the ball with a lot of confidence right now, which he should be. He's a great shooter, and he sees every day in practice. So good for him to come out here in the game, and he really set a great tone for us to start the game, hitting threes and got us locked in on the defensive end as well. So like you said, he's, and I think, you know, him being the starting lineup last four games is no coincidence that we've won four in a row. He's doing a good job, big key contributor to that. And even if it's not necessarily his points in those games, it's his ability to space the floor. Him and Mike both spacing the floor. Got two shooters out there. It helped out Quad, obviously, to get him more opportunities to score, and Jalen penetrate and stuff like that. So that group's really playing good team basketball.
One thing that was pretty cool in a game where you do turn the ball over 21 times, and there's a lot of things that you could like to clean up, but how about AMK going from midcourt to the basket for a two-fisted throwdown? Yeah. I think you said it was about a 2.6 on the Richter scale there.
No, he's another guy's been playing good basketball, playing better basketball, and understanding things, buying into our stuff. So it's good to see him. It's not as far for him to get up there as it is for some other guys, but it's probably just as much, if not more, work to get up there.
We talked off the air before tonight about Sean Schering, who went down with an injury, kind of banged heads with Jalen Guidry on Saturday, and he's back, and he's obviously, he didn't play tonight, but he's in street clothes, and he's got a grin on his face. What have you seen just from him maybe turning around in such a short amount of time just to even be here tonight?
Well, luckily, it wasn't the neck injury that we were a little bit worried about. He does have the going through the concussion protocol stuff, but he's a phenomenal teammate. You know, he's happy after this win. Obviously, he wants to be playing and wants to have a role in the playing. But with him being injured, he's out. He's going through a tough time in that way. But he's what you want, and what's going on going further in life is just being a great teammate, and a great person. So really proud of him. How he's handling this adversity, and frustrating, I know, but hopefully getting back on the court here. You know, I don't know if it'll be again this semester, but hopefully not too long.
Two more before I let you go. Number one, why no ugly Christmas sweater tonight?
I don't think I own one, and I don't know. I guess I'm kind of a bah humbug or something. I don't know.
No, I'm teasing. And my second question is, are you ready to make it a rivalry on Monday?
Yeah, we need to. I mean, we really do. You know, it's been a few years since we beat them. Obviously, know Coach Neville well, and the kind of job he does, and the kind of person he is. A great guy, a good friend of mine. We've certainly played some really tough, scrappy games, but we got to get a win here. And I know our seniors, particularly, are feeling that, and understanding that. But Jamestown's playing. You know, they're playing good basketball. The first time playing, they've been playing really tremendous basketball since then. Played really good. I think they're sitting at with just two losses to two really good teams. And probably a tough one again tonight, tough one this Saturday. So we'll get to work right on their stuff right away and get locked in. Hopefully get a big one at home on Monday.
Well, thanks for doing this. We'll see you then, and looking forward to it.
You bet. Thanks, Dukes.
All right, thanks so much. That's head coach Jeremy Riegel following a 99-66 victory here for Presentation College. Again, the Saints up their record to 8-5 on the season, winners of their last four. And I said, Coach, are you ready to make it a rivalry? Because the last time that we talked about Jamestown, he was saying, Tukes, it's not a rivalry. We haven't beat these guys in a long, long time. And until one team can kind of even things out or at least win one game against the other, I'm kind of with Coach Riegel. It hasn't been a rivalry, and the Saints have been oh so close. They haven't beaten Jamestown since January of February of 2018. It's been a long time coming. The Saints have been very, very close. Of course, they lost 89-86 in the opening game of the season against Jamestown up in the Nodak State, a game in which the Saints were up by 5 points with about a minute and a half left. And you start to feel good about things, and then back-to-back three-pointers, and the next thing you know, Jamestown is back up front. It was a great game by both squads, and the Saints were oh so close. And we'll see if Monday night has something else in store. If not, then it's just another victory for the Jimmies. And if the Saints can take down Jamestown here at home and up their record to 9-5 going on the road against Nebraska Christian on Saturday, that would be masterful, because then they've got Concordia, Minnesota, and their final exhibition affair of the season, their final exhibition real tune-up before conference play gets revved up again up in the new year in 2019 against Dakota State and Bellevue. That's going to be a couple of really tough games against two really good programs in the Trojans and the Bruins. There, Coach Garner and Coach Paben has done a great job with both of those programs for a long time, established programs, and that's the way the Saints start up the new year. But first things first, it is Jamestown coming up on Monday of next week. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on KSDN 930 and 102.1. That'll be a doubleheader, of course, at 5:30 for the women, and the men will tip things off more accurately at 7:30 there. For Trinity Bible College, in this contest, they shoot 36% from the floor. They make 23 of their 64 field goals. They make 13 triples tonight on 32 attempts, good for 40%. And they make 7 of their 13 free throws, good for 53%. Logan Klitsky leads the way for both squads with a game-high 25 points on 9 of 15 shooting, 5 for 7 from long range. Also had a couple of block shots and a steal on defense. 19 points, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds from Josh Boska on 5 of 12 shooting from long range, 6 for 19 overall for him. Avery Parrish was also in double figures, 12 points on 5 of 9 shooting, 1 for 3 from long range. Also had 4 helpers and a pair of rebounds. 8 points, 2 assists, and 2 boards for Jeremy Blanchett. And to be quite honest, really unfortunate that we didn't get a chance to see a lot of Jamal Williams here tonight. Coming into this contest against the Saints, Williams was a player that was averaging 23.1 points per game, really filling up the box score in terms of points and also passing. And Coach Jordan Knoll was saying that a lot of times this squad, talking about TBC, has gotten down 20-plus points in 3 games. But he says, you know, we've come back and even taken the lead in some of those ball games, and you can take the lead back in games like that if you have a high-volume score like Williams is, and he only plays 11 minutes because he fouled out in this game. He picked up his third foul with about 12 minutes and change left in the first half. He was not pleased, and then he got teed up, so he picked up his fourth foul there, and he was basically done for the remainder of that first half. Just unfortunately, we didn't get to see a whole lot more of him this evening. Alex Watley, Tommy McIntosh, and also Jordan Lucas Freeman playing some sparing minutes, none of which scored in this one. Saints were plus 30 on the glass here tonight, out-rebounding TBC 48-18. 16 assists on 23 made baskets for Trinity. They also did have 16 turnovers offensively. For the Saints tonight, they shoot 56% from the floor. They make 40 of their 71 field goals. They go 11 for 23 from long range, good for about 48%. And the Saints only shot 8 free throws tonight, but they made them all, good for 100%. Quadre Lawless leads the offensive charge for the Saints, 15 points, also snagged 6 rebounds. He had 13 points for Tayton Maher in this one, 2 points shy from his season high against Dallas Christian, where he had 15 earlier on this year. Michael Dees in double figures with 11 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. Jalen Guidry continues to fill up all areas of the box score. 8 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, and a block on defense. Only 1 turnover as well. You had 9 points from Andrew Woodward and also Antoine Johnson in this one. Woodward 3 for 6 from long range, 3 for 8 overall. Johnson was 4 for 8 from the field, 9 points, and 4 rebounds. 8 points from Ange-Michel Kuo on 4 of 5 shooting, plus a dunk, and 5 rebounds for AMK, a.k.a. Fred, also had a pair of assists offensively. You had 7 points from Elijah Coleman, the hero from this last Saturday against Dickinson, on 3 of 5 shooting, 1 for 2 from long range. 6 points from Nate Seam. He was 2 for 4 shooting from long range in his first varsity debut. Also snagged 5 rebounds. 5 points from Vincent Eugene on 1 of 3 shooting from distance, 2 for 5 overall. Also snagged 6 boards in this one. 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists for Jaleel Stevens. And Damian Luna also had 4 points, 3 assists, and 2 rebounds in this contest here as well. Saints have 3 players each with 6 rebounds, Lawless, Dees, and Vincent Eugene. Saints with 21 assists on 40 made baskets, but unfortunately 21 turnovers in this contest. Fast break points the way of the Saints in this one. Points off of turnovers the way of the Lion, 29-18, so TBC goes plus 11, 29-18 there. Points in the paint the way of the Halos tonight, 48-18. Saints go plus 30 in that category. Presentation goes plus 13 in second chance points scoring, 16-3. And the bench outscores the bench for TBC PC over Trinity Bible, 44-0. This score was tied once right at tip-off, 0-0. We didn't have any lean changes in this ball game. This was a wire-to-wire victory for the Saints of Presentation College. Keys to the game are courtesy of the Aberdeen Chrysler Center. A reminder that when bad luck strikes your vehicle, don't take any chances with where you have it repaired. See Northeast South Dakota's best and most trusted body shop. That's Abra Auto Body and Glass. Abra offers free estimates, free loaner cars, and will fix your vehicle right the first time on time. We had one key to victory tonight: avoid the letdown. Well, at the end of the day, even though Coach Regal was displeased about certain things, the Saints won by 33 points. They avoided the letdown, and they chalk up another one in the victory column there as Coach Regal earns career victory number 106. Wouldn't be able to be here inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth if not for our sponsors this evening. So we would like to thank Max Auto Body, Schwab Audiology, HKG Architects, Presentation College, Dairy Queen, Insurance Plus, Ken Superfair Foods, Har Motors, Dakota Bank, Avera Orthopedics, Titan Design and Construction, Sanford, State Farm, and their insurance agent, Chad Bent, wearing that Presentation College shirt, and finally, the Barn Burner Basketball Academy. So for our producer, Scotty, back in the Hub City Radio studios, this is David Tewksbury saying, ever onward, always forward, and never backward. Once again, your final scores in game number one of our doubleheader. On the women's scene, the Presentation College Saints 102 and the Trinity Bible College Lions 27. And in game number two of our doubleheader, on the men's scene, the Presentation College Saints 99 and the Lions of Trinity Bible College 66. So long from inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth in the 1500 block of North Main Street in the Hub City on the campus of Presentation College inside the Strode Activity Center. You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Presentation College Saints basketball on the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network.